A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers, I have noticed that some of you say, I belong to Paul, and others, I belong to Apollos. What is Apollos, after all, and what is Paul? Ministers through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God, who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to their labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's farm, God's building. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had been sick with various diseases were brought to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. In this first reading, Paul is speaking to the Corinthian community, and it appears as though there's a problem. I think it's competition. They're arguing about who is most important, who is going to get better wages. We know in that community there were factions, and now we hear that some of them were around who had the most talent and who had the most seniority and status. And Paul says that in the end, what is important is that they all work together. Some plant, others tend the crops, still others reap and distribute, and God is in charge. He concludes by saying, we minister, working side by side with one another and along with God. So Paul was probably one of the first teachers to promote team ministry. Then we hear the gospel. It has three sections, each describing the busy, hectic life of Jesus. Peter's mother-in-law has a fever and needs immediate attention, which he gives. This event is followed by the account of huge crowds of people with various and serious disabilities and diseases pressing in on him so that he could hardly move. Some were so sick that the relatives thought that they were possessed of demons. No doubt they suffered mental illnesses, like Tourette's syndrome, perhaps. These people shouted out at Jesus. Even today, we struggle to understand and treat these conditions. Jesus laid hands on all of them and cured them. How exhausting it must have been for him. He even tries to escape off to a secluded place, only to be followed by more crowds. This is his ministry. He has a full load, so much so that he strains to keep up. Well, after hearing these two readings, we probably can conclude that Jesus and the people of Corinth apparently do not suffer unemployment. I wonder, how would the masses of people in our current world who do not have work, how would they hear today's readings? Would they be in those crowds, not begging for a physical cure, to cure some kind of physical ailment, but would they be not instead pleading with Jesus to break the societal barriers so that they could have a better life and appreciate a more level playing field for themselves and their families? We know that there are people all over the world, especially young adults, who have never, ever known gainful work or successful employment. Their suffering is loss of dignity and a hopeless, endless entrapment in poverty that bars them from obtaining even the basic necessities of life. And for those of us who have jobs, we can give thanks. Even for those of us who are retired, we can give thanks. For retirement implies we once had jobs to go to. But I think we can do more. We must also join together as a community to address the problem of grinding poverty that enslaves most of the people in our world. If you and I have or have had a job, we are in the minority. Today, we imagine ourselves standing with Jesus, ministering as a team with him. We are surrounded by the desperate crowds of our culture. How will we lay hands on them? How will we bring healing and cure their ills, the ills of an unjust and unfair society that enslaves our brothers and sisters? Jesus wanted to continue to proclaim the good news to all. Good news that was hope-filled because he was doing what he could to change the oppressions of his day. It is what we must do as well, because we are a team.